food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
How many times have you eyed a fabulous recipe and say, I'm going to make it, and they have a lot of seasonings in it, and you go, I don't think so, too many for me, so you turn the page, or maybe you're not intimidated like I would be, and you start, go through it, but you leave out a couple, but in the end, you realize, oh my gosh, I forgot, there are just so many. Well, I do this all the time, Carolina. Does this happen to you, or are you just diligent about getting all those seasonings in?
No, any recipe, when I start reading and I go past 8 or 9 ingredients, yeah. I start scratching my head and like, I don't know if I want to make this one. It's just too much work. Too much planning.
Yeah, I shut down. I really do shut down. But every once in a while, like I just made a soup and it had a whole lot and I really went for it. But I always leave something out in the end. It's just, maybe it's just my flaw. But, you know, I'm just so all about all-in-one seasonings. That we have discovered a few that just make life so simple that I can throw them in a soup and get magic flavor without having to work so hard. But all-in-one seasonings have got a bad rap, and rightfully so in most cases. They just have so much sodium. What do you do about that, Carolina?
I know, you're right. You know, as a registered dietitian, many, many times in the beginning of my career, whenever people, one of the first questions I asked is how do they cook their food? And whenever they would mention all-in-one seasoning, I would frown and be concerned, because a lot of the ones that were first abundantly in the market are filled with salt. Some even sugar, if you look at like all-in-one seasonings that are great for grilling and have like barbecue related
They're
things
scary.
Sometimes they have like cinnamon, right, exactly, and even some even have like non-pronounceable preservatives in them, so they really weren't that great a choice if you're looking at fresh cooking and healthy cooking. But with that being said, Ellen, like you said, having a garden full of fresh herbs and spices is just not feasible for a lot of people and not doable year-round. So all-in-one seasonings are kind of something we need for our kitchen, right? So we had to look for something, and we found one, didn't we?
We found our favorite, actually a couple, but I just want to mention that gardening, you're so right. I have lots of herbs and spices. As herbs. I don't have spices. I don't know how to grow cayenne. I don't know how to grow cumin. Those are a couple of my favorites. So, yeah, I need someone to do the work for me. Bottom line, I do favor that. So let's talk about our favorite one. It's my favorite one. I don't know if you have to decide whether it's yours, but Sprinkles by Bragg is by far, and actually, let me just confess that my husband does most of the cooking, and when I brought him Sprinkles, he went, holy smokes, what's in that? That makes my life so easy in the kitchen. Are you a Sprinkles fan, Carolina?
Oh, absolutely. And what's in it is what makes me a fan, because like I said, I wasn't really into the all seasonings, because just the word all in one kind of makes me think like, oh, there's a bunch of junk in there. But As you know, an informed consumer that we all are nowadays, and we have the internet at our fingertips, and we know how to turn labels around and read, when you look at the Bragg Sprinkles, which is 24 herbs and spices seasoning, well, in the front, first of all, it already says it's organic, so that's great. You know you're off to a good start. But then when you turn it around, the ingredients are so simple. It's like you went to your garden and you just picked these things right off of there. I mean, it's rosemary, it's onion, garlic, thyme, carrot, red bell pepper, tomato, black pepper. There is tarragon, parsley, lemon peel. I mean, there's 24. Oregano, celery seed, ginger, coriander, and on and on and on. But that's it. There's no salt, no sugar. There is no fillers in here. So you're not going to see something funny that you're like, why it's in there? It's usually a filler. None of that. Just plain and simple. And let me just tell you what this does to your food. It makes you into a cook, right?
Well, it makes you into a chef, a gourmet chef. But
a chef.
Everyone you listed.
You
yeah. Yeah, I need to go to school for
that. I like that,
but
better.
In the meantime, sprinkles take care of it for me. But it's all food. What you just listed was food that's just been dehydrated and put in little teeny bits into one jar so you can just sprinkle it. That's why I call it sprinkles, right? So how do you use sprinkles? What is it you do do you use it on, I use it on a lot of things, but what do you use it on?
Yeah, and you know, like you mentioned, there are some other ones. Bragg just happened to be our favorite, but I have started to try some other ones that are all-in-one seasonings. There's an outer spice that I've been trying it out and also like it. The trick here is whenever you see these all-in-one spice, just make sure you read the ingredients. And as long as they sound similar to what I just read to you, without any funny words and no salt, and no sugar, like outer spice also has no salt, so I really liked it. And they have original super spicy, so like you can actually play around with other flavors with that one too.
Yeah, I need that.
But yeah, but what's really, the way I use it, Ellen, it's really, it's my go-to whenever I have last minute cooking. So when I don't have a recipe, and a lot of us do this, we know we're going to do chicken and we know we're going to do maybe quinoa or brown rice as a side item. And we're going to do a couple of vegetables, but we don't have a specific recipe we're following, but we still want our food to have some flavor. Well, that's what I do. I get my chicken out of the fridge. I just put a little olive oil, throw the sprinkles, and goes into the oven to bake. And all of a sudden, it looks like you said, like I'm a chef. You know, it took me 2 seconds to do it.
It's so awesome. You can use it as a marinade also. If you, when you make a marinade, just some oil and vinegar and throw in the sprinkles or outer spice. Those are our two favorites, obviously. And then use it as a marinade for that chicken. If you want it, you put it in the morning before you go to work. You come home, you have a beautiful, ready to be quickly cooked. Because I like to marinade. I like to slice chicken up into thin slices so that it cooks more quickly. But you still get all that flavor of the marinade and sprinkles. Eggs. Oh, my gosh. Sprinkles and eggs. If you do omelets or scramble or however you do them. Even a whole egg if you're just cooking it. Just sprinkle some, there you go, sprinkle some sprinkles on it. And it just makes eggs so full of flavor. And that's what we're looking for is flavor. Flavor is what makes us want to eat food, really good, healthy food. Soups is another one. Oh, my gosh, I told you, I just did a soup. I followed the directions, and man, oh, man, that was a labor of love. And it was a cold, rainy day, so I was happy to do it. But sprinkles or outer spice would have been the shortcut, and I'm all into shortcuts for fabulous seasoning.
Yeah, you know, and you're right. When you were talking about the eggs, it reminds me because sometimes in the morning I want to do omelet or something like that, but I don't have a lot of time, so I may just have time to chop like one tomato or one green pepper and put it in there. But I want it to look and taste way fancier than just three ingredients, and that's what the sprinkles does for me, because by adding just a couple of dashes of sprinkles, it looks like I chopped up and added 20 different ingredients, but it was just three. So it really does simplify. And with the soups, for years I tried to get the right amount of seasonings and spices on my chicken soup for it to taste good, and only when I forgot all the combination in the whole basket and just substituted with this couple teaspoons of sprinkles, I got the perfect chicken soup. And I didn't even use broth either. I used just the chicken and water, but the sprinkles had enough flavor with the olive oil. I know, right? So it was a perfect fit. So
perfect.
Those are some ways.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that everybody who's listening now knows that that cooking in the kitchen can be real easy, fast and easy when you get a great all-in-one seasoning, Carolina.
That's right, Ellen, and you don't have to do a lot of work. With just one ingredient, you can have a perfect dish. So don't look at all-in-one seasonings the way you used to. Just make sure you read the ingredients and pick a good one for you. If you're interested on the Bragg one, go to Bragg.com and you'll see where you can find them. Remember, you can always find us on RadioMD.com to listen to us again and choose another podcast that might interest you. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.